On the 23rd day of the month of September, in an early year of a decade not too long before our own, the human race suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, aren't you a little big to be playing in the fucking mud?
We're landscaping.
Yeah, we had some flooding last night.
So, Royale, what can I do you for?
I'd like to talk to my brother.
Well, you're gonna have to talk kind of loud. See, he went to Miami late last night.
Yeah, that's right. Miami.
Miami?
Yeah, Miami Beach.
Miami Beach?
Florida.
I know where the fuck Miami Beach is, dummy.
Yeah, some asshole fucked up one of his prize cars yesterday, so he decided to hit a R&R. He's got a bad heart, you know.
I know all about his goddamn heart.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
What airline did he fly?
Edsel. I couldn't believe it either, but that thing runs like new.
Yeah, brand new. It's
that
amazing.
That bullshit, man. Russo, and you know it. I saw what happened. He had a stroke. I saw him hit the floor.
Hit the floor? Well, last night? Well, that, well, he slept on some 90 weight. That's, hey, believe me, he's okay.
Right. Lying, Sam. The son of a bitch is lying.
Thinks I'm lying, Jim. Hey, look. Luke told me that if you came around here to have you arrested for trespassing, now, you gonna leave or do I have to call the cops?
Yeah, do we have to call the cops?
What are you, a fucking pirate?
Come on, Roy, let's go.
Suck-ass son of a bitch. Get the hell out of here!
Hey, you see, we got nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? Are you out of your fucking mind? For one thing, we got a dead guy buried right here. For another thing, we're going on TV illegally tonight.
Jeff, we have to. We need customers.
But sneaking a commercial into a live football game is highly illegal.
Look, Freddie and Eddie know exactly what they're doing.
Supposing the FCC wants to bust us for false advertising, what do
we
do then?
Jeff, we just work here. They'll have to talk to the boss.
She looked down.
Conan arranged for many of the Mexican wrestlers to be booked by World Championship Wrestling. I think Conan feels, or rather Juventud feels, that Conan deserted the luchadors.
Conan trying to hook him, and there you see he's hooking the arms now because Juventud was trying to reach the ropes, and look at this painful maneuver. Oh my goodness.
Out of a move called the Rocking Horse Cradle type submission, he just dropped down with all of his weight across the neck and the back of Juventud.
Oh, that hurt just to look at that maneuver.
Oh, Tony, do you feel it like I do?
Oh, sent right down on the back and had the neck bent underneath. But right now, Juventud more worried about this and feeling more the pressure in that Rocking Horse maneuver, Mike, on the ribcage.
Juventud slow to get back on track here. Referee Scott Dickinson puts in the count.
Very slow.
Conan slowly walking over to him as well, and Juventud trying to buy a little bit of time and being very successful.
Juve usually jumps in the ring, rolls in the ring. You never see him walk up the steps. He's hurt. He needs some time.
Yeah, both men have slowed down a great deal here, guys.
Again, the slow pace certainly to the advantage of Conan, and he has dominated this match.
Here's a pickup. The weight advantage you talk about, Conan picks him up with ease, has him hooked. Almost like a torture rack type hold.
What is he going to do with him now?
Odd variation of the almost a fireman's carry with the neck turned in as a submission hold. He says to ask him to the referee.
Does not get a submission, but makes a cover and only gets a two count. Now he lays on.
A nonchalant cover that was.
Juventud is wounded.
I think that nonchalant cover, Mike, was maybe out of frustration. He obviously was trying to get Juventud to submit to give up, which he did not. So he tried two attempts at a pin. Both did not work. And now he's up on there with him. Oh, my goodness. Landed on his feet, and he's caught.
He trapped himself.
Yeah, critical error by Conan. Left himself wide open for this assault by Juventud.
And Juventud gets his second win at just the right time. And now, oh boy, as he tried to roll over, kicked Juventud right in the face, but now Juventud is going to work on the back of the neck of Conan.
But I'm telling you, he's still hurt.
One of the first real flurries of offense that we've seen in this matchup from Juventud Guerrera.
To the attack once again, Juventud with a backhand chop. As Conan hits the ropes, Conan reverses fields on Juventud between the legs, and he caught him by the hair. How about that? Catches quickness with quickness of his own.
What a released throwaway variation of the German suplex.
He's got him.
Wow. See, Brain, don't make the mistake of counting Juventud Guerrero out before he's ready. So much desire, so much determination in this young man. As Mike said, only 21 years of age. And I tell you, a star in the making right here.
And so much resiliency in this matchup.
Today's got surveillance cameras that are over 20 years old.
Waist lock here. Gut wrench picks him up and has him up top. That time it was Juventud dropping on the back of the neck of Conan. Now he'll roll him over and try to make a pin. Or will he?
Nice counter, almost a DDT-type move from Juventud.
He could have had him.
Spoke too soon here, you're right. He wants to put him in the 450. Positions him near the turnbuckle pads.
Took him a long time to drag Conan over to the corner.
Here he comes. Nobody there. Landed on his feet. Conan, gut shot.
The cradle DDT stood him on his head.
He's in the middle of the ring. He can't reach the ropes.
Nobody gets up from that.
One, two, and Juventud got up from that.
He rolled the shoulder at the last second.
And look at Conan. He is frustrated. He don't know what to do with this guy.
He's hitting with just about everything, but Juventud Guerrero exemplifying the never surrender on his trunks. He drops him down again.
And again, that nonchalant
cover. And again, he paid for it. Did not even have a good lateral press. One, two, and three.
He got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this contest, Juventud Guerrero!
Never surrendered.
try to discover a little something to make me sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason.
Security's coming. Get him out of here.
Yeah, Goldberg from Raw, not welcome here. Bill Goldberg assaulted the WWE champion.
Absolutely assaulted.
Arrest him. Arrest that man. He assaulted my champion. He's supposed to be in the front row.
Good.
Goldberg's job is done. He came with one thing in mind. He came here to that way out to assault Brock Lesnar.
Oh, good. Goldberg to spend the night in a San Francisco prison.
I need some help. I got a live one here.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need the Lincoln hat and the stupid beard back.
You don't understand. I'm Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, right. Ha ha ha.
Now, come on, mister.
That's my hat and my beard.
Get small with me, buddy. Let's go.
From you. want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Undertaker looking at Wait. Oh, no.
Individual will give up. And
my God, did you hear that? Out of the
country. Nothing will stop the Undertaker now. Nothing will stop the Undertaker. All he has to do is step over the top rope and take possession of the urn. Mankind is. Well, I thought he was out of it. Mankind.
Mankind may have broken his back. What a hellacious fall from the ring. Now the Undertaker's got to gain possession of the urn, and it's over.
And the Undertaker, on one knee, as we've seen so many, many times before. Yes, the Undertaker, the victor here tonight at SummerSlam.
Give him the urn.
Wait a minute. Give him the urn. Mankind driving that mandible claw into the goal of the Undertaker.
Paul Bearer's laughing. Paul Bearer's laughing.
The paralyzing hold being again placed on the Undertaker, as we've seen so many times before, and I don't understand at all the attitude of Paul Bearer.
Undertaker's out.
Oh my God, Paul Bearer.
What?
Look at this!
I'll say it ain't so.
Right, the Undertaker just set up. Why? Why is this going on? What? What has possessed Paul Bearer after everything he said?
Undertaker's out of it.
Oh. What?
Oh, stop that! Stop that! That's hideous!
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a there'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over.
the world.